Hey guys, my name is John, and you're listening to TCK Tales. So these next two episodes, so this week and next week, are going to be a little bit different. They are informal interview style, so a little bit more raw, but they were just really great conversations. And normally what will happen when I edit these interviews and when I do these interviews, and this is a little bit of inside baseball, theater of the mind kind of thing, but when I do these interviews, it's mostly just me talking with people and engaging, and I cut my portion out because it's their story and they don't need my probing questions and my comments. But for these, and there'll be a few more this season, the conversation just seemed to be very beneficial and where we kind of went. So there'll be another one. It'll be later on this season, a really good friend of mine that I got to know last semester. But today we have an incredible story from not a TCK, but close to. She is an international student at Moody. Her name is Veronica, and she is actually dating the guest that I had on for my very first episode, Cameron McManus, right now. And so we talk a little bit about that in the episode, but she came to Christ through the work of missionaries, and she interacted with American missionaries, and then she spent some time here in the U.S. in high school and then also in college. So I just talked about a transition and about her life and a little bit about her story. It's called Interview with an International Student, because I think cultural influences are the same regardless of if they happen when you were young, like real little, or when you're older, and being able to switch through cultures. And my interactions with a lot of the international students, example Lisa from last week and Veronica this week, are similar to TCKs. They've had to make the adjustment there, and they're maybe a little later on in life, but they're still making the adjustment and learning to live, and a lot of the same tendencies and results happen. So this is just a great conversation between the two of us about that. We talk a little bit about interracial marriage, which is kind of going to be the theme for the next two episodes, is interracial marriage, because she is in an interracial relationship with Cameron. We talk a little bit about interracial relationships, as you guys will hear towards the end. This is kind of going to be a two-part interracial relationship series a little bit this week and next week. But she is from Brazil. She is a Brazilian native, and I'm really excited for you guys to hear about that. So I'm going to stop talking now. And without any further ado, here is Veronica with her TCK tale.
My name is Veronica. I am from Brazil. So I grew up in Brazil. I am Brazilian, full Brazilian. Both parents are Brazilians. But I grew up with among like American missionaries, so I had a little bit of the American, a little bit of influence of the American culture.
Okay, so how were you associated with the American missionaries? Were you just like always hanging out with them? Were your parents working with them? What was your association with them?
Actually, neither of my parents were Christians at the time, so they were missionaries in my town, and so I used to be a part of their mission, a part of the people that they were ministering to. And for a few years, and then I started like volunteering at their mission agency, I guess, in Brazil. And so I'm still technically part of the people, the girls that they are ministering to, but it's just a different level.
So you came in as a person being ministered to, and you kind of moved through the ranks, I guess, of it?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to go back and work with them?
Yes, for at least like a year or two. And then after that, do personal ministry. So the organization is called Esters, and it's a ministry for girls that are in like high risk of being sexually trafficked, of being involved with sexual trafficking. So what they do is they come up with ways to prevent them from getting into sex trafficking. That be through paying for school, for them to go to like school and get an education, by preaching the gospel to them, by having them at their actual mission agency, their place, for a day to like do ministry and all the kind of that stuff. That's like also through dance and all arts and stuff. So
if someone were to want to support this ministry based off of hearing your story, how would they do that?
They can do that through following their Facebook page. And they have, on their Facebook page, they have all the information about how to become a sponsor or how to give a one-time donation.
Okay.
And the Facebook page is called Esther's Children.
Tell me how you came to know Jesus.
That's an interesting question. I came to know Jesus when I was actually 5. Though my parents were not Christians, my mom always took me to church. And so when I turned 5, I was just like, oh, Jesus sounds cool, so I guess I'm going to follow him. But then throughout the years, I was just learning more about what Christianity is like and what following Christ really means. And so after coming to America in 2014, that's when I fully decided to follow Jesus in a way. Not that I hadn't decided before, but it was a more mature decision.
How did your association with the missionaries move that along?
I mean, I was like having the influence of the missionaries helped me see God in a different way. They were able to show me the love of Jesus that my parents were not able to do for me just because of like the situation that we were in. And so by doing that, by talking about Jesus, by showing Jesus to me, I was able to like see that in the physical form and understand more about who God is and his love.
Are your parents now believers?
My mom is. Okay. My dad, I believe, died a non-believer.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Was that a result of also the work with the missionaries, or was that a result of church in the area, or like your mom coming to Christ?
I think my mom coming to Christ was a result of both the church and the influence of the missionaries, because unlike me, she was not with them all the time. She didn't have as much influence as I did, but there was a church in the area that she was always going to and trying. Actually, she was hopping from church to church trying to find where she could fit in, and eventually, I think it was in 2016, she finally truly came to faith.
If I'm correct, Brazilian parents, fully engulfed in Brazilian culture.
Yes.
Meet American missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
Get some association with American culture. Then you move to America.
Yes.
Talk about that.
So through the mission agency, actually, they allowed me to go they paid for me to go to a private school in Brazil, and where I started learning English, and they saw my academic performance, and so they decided to offer me a scholarship if they could get people here to sponsor me to come to America and finish high school and potentially go to college. And so once that decision was made and we got all the paperwork, I ended up being able to come here and do 2 years of high school, junior year, senior year in Michigan. And then after that, we also got some more sponsors to pay for me to go to college here too.
So what was the transition to America for school in high school like? And how did your somewhat familiarity with American culture help or hinder that transition?
Transitioning from Brazilian culture to American culture completely is really hard, because growing up I grew up with both, but it was not too an extreme. It was not like fully engulfed in one culture. So when I got here, the first challenge that I had to face was the language barrier. Mm-hmm. Though I knew English, I didn't know enough English to be able to carry a full conversation with people, and that kept me from really making friends right away. It was also hard understanding the concept of what time is like in America, because Brazilians, I don't know if we're known by this, but we tend to be late to a lot of things. And here it's like everyone has to be on time for everything. That was hard for me to just adjust.
Talk about that a little bit. So like the adjustment from a more, as we would say in cultural studies, event-based culture and time-based culture. Talk about that adjustment a little bit.
So a Brazilian culture is very event-based culture, people-based culture, where, oh yeah, something will start when everyone is there type thing. Whereas in America, it will start here even if not everyone is present, and you need to make sure that you are present on time. So that was like, that's a really big difference, a hard transition for anyone who comes from either extreme to engulf into that culture and trying to learn those things. It's really hard. So for me, it was just more of figuring that out. That was the harder part.
Were there some things in your transition into the U.S. that were easier because of your association with the American missionaries, or was everything just very difficult?
Well, given the fact that I grew up with the missionaries and knowing a little bit about the American culture, coming here, it was not so much of a cultural shock as it might be for most people that come from different cultures, because I already knew a little bit about like the way they eat, the way they behave in certain situations. But it was like also easy because even though I was going through changes, I was able to have a little, like the people here that I knew that I could rely on. And in the American being a very individualistic culture, that was hard for me. I'm a more community type person, so I need the people. And I think that's part of being a Brazilian. We do everything in community, so I had to adjust to that too. But I wasn't completely like, oh, I have to become like an American. I still have those people that see my culture for what it is, the Brazilian culture, and they understand that side. So they provide that family for me. That made transition a lot easier than it would have been if I just came here alone. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have that growing up.
Did you go to Brazil between high school and college?
Yeah, I went to Brazil in 2015.
Okay, so you went back to Brazil.
Yeah.
And then you came from Brazil back here.
Yeah.
Okay, so how was your transition to Moody different than your transition to the U.S. in high school? Well, actually, first, how was your transition back to Brazil?
Wow. Transitioning back to Brazil was interesting because, like, I went back in 2015 and I came here first 2014 and I went back the summer of 2015. So it was not much of a cultural like shock for me going back to Brazil because I had been here for only a year. It was not such a long period of time. And so it was more of a like, oh, I'm back home type thing. A lot had changed, but not much for it to be super different. It's hard to transition. But then transitioning to Moody as compared to transitioning from Brazil here was not, it was like easier to transition to Moody than it was to transition to America because I had been here for 3 years before coming to Moody. So I already knew a little bit more about the American culture than when I first came.
Okay, so it was easier.
It was easier to transition to Moody.
Okay. How has that transition been? How has your experience at Moody and your overall experience with American culture been? Because I mean, now you're here. This is what, your
second year.
This is what, like your second year now. Mm-hmm. How has that been?
I mean, Moody is its own culture. Moody has its own culture. So it was exciting at first to find out what the culture was, because I know a lot of people, when I first came, they're like, Moody will either make you or break you. And I was just like, what is that? What does that mean? But after being here for 2 years, I can see that because like Moody provides the BROSES, which is like one community, and then Moody provides ISF and Mocapa, which is like international communities, people that you can engage in. And the students here are very loving in a way. They're very passionate about what they want to do. And they're very ministry focused, which helps me with my calling and deciding what my ministry is. And also the professors here, like they provide a place where you can struggle with doubt, where in other places you might not find that. You might not find, not be able to struggle with your doubts, even when it comes to faith.
Final question, I'm going to talk to you about your relationship.
Relationship.
Because this will be fun. So, your relationship is interracial, mm-hmm. and it's intercultural.
Yep.
Your boyfriend is Cameron, who was on episode one of this podcast. So if you go back and listen to the episode called God's Provision on the Border, you will hear his story. MK from Mexico. I'm in an intercultural relationship as well. Similar to yours in that mm-hmm. I'm a white dude with some cultural affiliation to my fiance's home culture, which is Africa. Whereas like for you, Cameron grew up in Mexico, so he has some cultural affiliation.
Yeah.
How have you seen cultural differences play out in your relationship?
Oh my gosh, that's a big one. So the Mexican culture, though Brazil and Mexico are similar, they're completely different at the same time. And so seeing how, and just on top of that, there is also the fact that he grew up as an MK, which is a culture of its own. And so in the very beginning of our relationship, we were just like, how do we do this? Because you're an MK, I'm an international student. Besides the language barrier, there is also the culture and your personal beliefs, like, because he grew up with Christian parents and I grew up with non-Christian parents, so my values are a little bit different than what his are in certain areas. And just having to, like, learning to navigate through all of that and not learning to navigate through the culture barriers itself too, it was really, it's like, it's difficult, it takes time. It took us about 9 months. That's how long we've been dating. It's still gonna take a long time. And so, yeah, it's just hard to navigate.
If you want to share, what were some of those barriers that you had to work through, like one or two?
Growing up as an MK, for him was like, it's just, I don't know if it's an MK thing or the guy thing. He's not very open to emotions or those things. And I'm a very open person. I think it's a Brazilian culture. We're very open and very, like,
very
physical.
Passionate people.
Yeah, so we're very passionate people. And so at first, I think he was just in shock by how I was so, like, yay, we're dating, relationship. All very, very passionate, all in. And he was just like, I'm just trying to figure this out. So I think that was a big one. And just the communication side of it, because I'm very like, let's sit down and talk. Let's resolve this. And when we have an issue, and then he is more of a, let me think this through. We don't need to talk about everything right now. Let's think about it a little bit more. Let's calm down before it makes it worse, and then we can talk about it.
Obviously, there are certain things like you won't know until you experience them, but what are some cultural changes, cultural realities within your relationship that as you guys move forward together that you guys might see? Like, are there like aspects like, you know, with like raising kids or where you live or things like that that you kind of foresee that might turn into, and how can you prepare for that?
I think the first big thing is like learning that even when it comes to relationship and marriage, cultures see that differently. And as we both try to figure out, both growing up with like influences from different cultures, trying to figure out what that means for each one of us, and then have to try to figure that out next as a couple, like what would that look like for us?
And so then, what does marriage look like from like a Brazilian viewpoint?
Okay, that's marriage from a Brazilian viewpoint is very messed up, because we value family and we value being in a relationship and getting married. However, the culture has changed so much that most people just move in with their significant other instead of actually like getting married, having a ceremony and all of that. So that's like the Brazilian view, although I don't necessarily hold that view. I think that it's necessary to have a marriage and like, but that's a Christian view. I'm not sure what that means for Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
We avoid talking about that, so.
Yeah, I get that. I was just curious, like, from that. So, because from what I know about the Brazilian culture, mm-hmm. it's very, like, it's very sexually steeped.
Yeah.
And so I was curious as to, like, if that was something you, and that's what you touched on. Okay. Yeah. So I interrupted you, so you can go back into your answer. What potential cultural difficulties do you foresee as your relationship moves forward?
Yeah. So the decision on what marriage looks like. Raising kids, I think that's more of, like, deciding whether or not we're going to be together and what mission field we're going to be involved in, and where is God calling us. And after that, I actually did an interview with his mom, and she was talking about how the difficulties of raising a kid in a different culture, and each parent has to decide to see what works better for each kid or for them as a family. So I think that would definitely be something that we'll have to work through eventually.
Yeah, it's just with my relationship as well. Just like there were things like we went into it very, very naively, like, oh, I'm from Africa, you're from Africa, we're kind of on the same page. And then as we've like moved forward, it's like, oh, but you expect your entire family to live with us? Okay, that's not what I was thinking, but sure.
Yeah.
Or things like that. So. The biggest thing I love about this story and this conversation was just Veronica's honesty about the hardship that she had to face and what it was like coming to the U.S. with a very solid, strong cultural background, and what she had to give up and what she had to get used to and get not used to. And then her honesty regarding her relationship with Cameron. I kind of threw that in there at the end, oddball question kind of deal. But it was still really, really good and really informative. And there was a lot of reflections for me in my relationship. So, yeah, It was a really good conversation. And you guys kind of hear some of my thoughts as I've kind of peppered them in throughout this episode. So I'm not going to give you very many more summaries or anything like that. I hope you guys are enjoying the season a little bit. Don't worry, we will be going back to traditional MKs after just a few more episodes. There's like two or three more episodes, and then we'll switch back to traditional MKs. And this will kind of this will end this identity, who I am, what does culture look like series that I've kind of been exploring throughout, and we'll go back to normal traditional TCK tales and a lot of really cool ones there. If you would like to be on TCK Tales, I would love to hear from you. If you go to my website, tcktales.com, you can click on a link, and there's a lot of really cool stuff there. There's some stuff about me, a really bad photo of me, some stuff about the show, about how it kind of got started, our story there. There's the podcast archive that is slowly being updated. Your podcast feed is going to be the most updated, but there's a podcast archive for old episodes, and then there's a button called Share Your Story. And on the Share Your Story page, you can email me directly if you are interested in sharing your story with me, if you're interested in being a guest. There are the two questions that I give as probing questions for all of my guests. Every single one of my guests has been giving these questions. And so we just kind of talk, and we said, so you can email me, tell me a little bit about your story, and then we can set up a time to record, or you can record on your phone, or fun things like that. So I would love to start hearing from you. My well of TCKs is only so big, and so I eventually will need you guys if I want to keep this going, and I think I really do. Based on the feedback I've been getting, I would love to continue this series and continue this, and I think it would be very beneficial. So there's also on the website a resources page that is ever growing, and I'll be adding to that very soon with some other things that you'll hear about later, some of the resources that I have. So if you also have any resource ideas, please reach out to me. You can contact me through the Share Your Story page in the website. That's kind of the contact us link. You can email me at tcktales@gmail.com, or you can check me out on Facebook. Just message me on Facebook. And if you would be so inclined, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, because that really gets the podcast in front of other people. And also, if you love the podcast, tell your friends about it. Even if it's just kind of a, hey, this will help you understand me better, listen to it kind of deal. Tell your friends about it. Let people know. And check out our sponsors. Check out MK to MK. They are on my website. Check out Anchor. They're really, really cool. MK to MK. I recently just did a blog post for them talking about the show and who I am. And they're an incredible organization. If you listen to the last episode of the previous season, you'll hear how integral they were to my portion of my story. Yeah, and also for this episode, if you are interested in learning more about the organization that Veronica came to know Christ through and works and is planning on working with later, the link is in the show notes. You can check them out at their website. They are Esther's. But yeah, the link is in the show notes, so check that out. And yeah, I guess that's the episode. Thank you to the Free Music Archive for my music and what you're listening to right now. Like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. And I have a pretty cool announcement that I'll be giving you guys in a couple weeks. But so keep your ears peeled for that. Another new podcast thing that I have and I've been working on. I'm really excited to tell you guys about it. But that's not going to be for a little while. But just kind of give you that little tease there. Yeah. And I guess I will see you guys next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will see you next week for another TCK Tale. TCK Tales is brought to you in partnership with MK to MK, and they have an incredible thing happening this summer. It could be possible that Budapest is part of God's plan for you next year. MK to MK in Budapest is recruiting for their team. MK to MK is a ministry of crew, a faith-based mission that exists to build a global spiritual community of MKs and TCKs who impact their world for Christ. Through their mission trips, conferences, and care trips, they connect the TCK community around the globe and help them to understand their unique identity by giving vision and spiritual input. They help them grow into their faith and provide opportunities to develop skills to lead and mentor other TCKs. As of October 2018, they've had a team in Budapest, Hungary, whose scope is to serve TCKs and their families throughout Central and Eastern Europe and beyond as they have capacity. They are right now looking for young adult MKs who would be willing to join their team for a one-year stint of this upcoming year. They are in particular in need of guys who can come alongside younger male MKs and mentor their relationship. If you are interested, go to their website, mk2mk.org, or go through my website at tcktales.com under the resources tab. And let me just tell you guys, MK2MK is an incredible organization. I learned so much from them and through going on projects with them. It's an incredible opportunity. And I have actually been to Budapest and worked with a lot of the MKs that are there. And they are an incredible group of people. And crew in Hungary and crew in Budapest is incredible. And also, like, Budapest is just a super dope city. So definitely check them out. It is an incredible opportunity, a great time to just get to know and mentor other MKs and leverage your story for other people.